Good morning. Today I'm going to be presenting results on a study on awareness of HIV prevention innovations among women of color in New York City. Particularly, the innovations I'll be talking about are the HIV self-test and pre-exposure prophylaxis, which is also known as PrEP. I'm presenting these results on behalf of my co-authors who are listed here. And I have no relationships to disclose. In New York City, women account for 28% of women, 28% of people living with HIV/AIDS and 21% of new diagnoses in 2012, and therefore still a substantial part of our epidemic. Among New York City women newly diagnosed in 2012, about 91% are women of color. Broken down by race ethnicity, about 64% were black women and 27% were Hispanic women. Using diagnostic rates, the rates among black women are over three times those of in Hispanic women and over 12 times higher than those in white women. And you can see those in the bar graph here at the bottom. Therefore, women of color are disproportionately affected among women in New York City and bear a fair amount of the HIV burden. In this context, we have some new innovations on HIV diagnostics and HIV prevention. One of them is the HIV self-test, which was USA FDA approved in July 2012. This is an over-the-counter rapid HIV self-test for personal use that uses oral specimen collection. It offers convenience, enables testing privately and anonymously. However, the retail price is about $40, and currently it's only available in approximately 1 in 4 New York City pharmacies. Another such innovation is pre-exposure prophylaxis, or PrEP. Coincidentally, PrEP was actually approved at the very same month and year, July 2012, by the US FDA. PrEP is a daily pill to prevent HIV infection. It's a self-directed method of prevention, and if taken daily, it's been shown to be greater than 90% effective. It is covered by New York public insurance and also most private insurers. So with this in mind, we wanted to investigate awareness of the HIV self-test and PrEP among women of color in New York City. To do this, we use data from regularly conducted cross-sectional surveys among New York City women of color. This analysis specifically focuses on surveys conducted in fall 2012 and spring 2013, therefore pretty soon after FDA approval of both of these innovations. Respondents were female, black or Hispanic New York City residents, aged 18 to 64 years old, reported vaginal sex with a man in the past 6 months, and for this analysis only, we focused on those who did not report testing HIV positive. Data collection, in terms of data collection, recruitment was done by two different methods. One was street intercept, and the other one was online. For street intercept, we did this through or in shopping areas popular among women of color, and for online via publications targeted to women of color. The questionnaire was about 10 to 15 minutes long, and it was computer assisted. You can see here the two questions that are most relevant to this analysis. One is about awareness of the HIV self-test, and the other about PrEP. You can see in both of these questions, the innovation is briefly described, and the women respondents are asked if they have heard of it. The data analysis that I'll present today are basic descriptive statistics on percent aware by calendar time and survey type. And then I'll also present an analysis we did on correlates of awareness, looking at sociodemographic factors, risk factors, and survey factors. And by survey factors, I mean calendar time and survey type, so online or in-person interview. We did this we calculated prevalence rate ratios with associated 95% confidence intervals using a Poisson regression method, and I'll present both unadjusted and multivariable models, where the multivariable models contain all of those factors that were statistically significantly associated with awareness, as well as the survey factors of time and type. So in the next two slides, you'll see a description of our survey population. About or just over 50% of them were between 18 and 29 years old. The majority were Black non-Hispanic. In terms of marital status, the most popular response was never married, followed by married, and a small proportion have been formally married. It's a fairly educated group, however, described here, the respondents are pretty equally distributed by these categories. We also looked at economic hardship, which was defined as having a hard time paying for food, rent, or other important things in the last 6 months, and almost a third of our respondents reported this being the case. Fortunately, a large majority did have health insurance. In terms of HIV-related factors and risk factors, at Last Sex, most of our respondents, their last partner was a steady partner versus a casual. Just over 50% had not used a condom at Last Sex. In the last 6 months, only 14% had had multiple partners, and a very small percentage, 0.8, had a known HIV-positive partner, remembering that this whole group have not reported being HIV-positive themselves. A fairly large proportion reported HIV testing in the last year at 76%. And as has been brought up before, geography does mean a lot in this population, so we also looked to see neighborhood risk as defined by the diagnostic rate in the respondent's neighborhood by zip code. And in our study sample, about 48% lived in neighborhoods with the top 25% diagnostic rate. These last two are just the survey characteristics. We had slightly more respondents in fall 2012 than spring 2013, and most of our respondents were recruited through Street Intercept rather than the internet. So first I'll talk about the HIV self-test awareness. This bar graph shows awareness by calendar time and survey type. Just a quick look, you can see that the online respondents tended to be more aware of the HIV self-test. And also, it should be fairly obvious that over time, awareness has grown. This also bore out in our statistical modeling. When comparing spring 2013 to fall 2012, the prevalence ratio was statistically significant at 1.8. And for survey type, the internet group were statistically significantly more aware. In terms of sociodemographic factors, older age was associated with awareness of the self-test, as was being formally married. And when we put, these are the HIV-related characteristics, and the only one that was statistically significantly associated was living in a high-risk neighborhood. So when we put those factors in a multivariate model, almost all of them remain statistically significant, and the actual prevalence ratios didn't move all that much. So now I'll move over to PrEP. As you can see here, the awareness of PrEP was substantially lower in this population of New York City women of color in 2012 and 2013. This was true of all of both survey types as well as both time periods. And again, this bore out in our statistical modeling. In terms of sociodemographic factors, race ethnicity was associated with knowledge of PrEP, with Hispanic women being slightly more likely to be aware of PrEP, and no other sociodemographic factor was associated. In terms of HIV risk-related factors, only having a known HIV-positive partner in the last 6 months was associated with knowing about PrEP. However, I'm sure you can all see that this is actually a very strong relationship with a prevalence ratio of 3.2. And when we loaded these all into a multivariate model, this remained strong and statistically significant. So in summary, by spring 2013, the majority of NYC women of color surveyed were aware of the self-test, and this awareness increased significantly over time. Awareness of PrEP was low among NYC women of color. It did not change over time or differ significantly across most characteristics measured. One fairly large exception was women with a known HIV-positive partner were significantly more likely to know about PrEP. So before I get to the discussion and implications, I definitely want to point out our limitations. This is self-reported data, so clearly could be affected by social desirability bias. The surveys are also cross-sectional, and so we don't have an idea about temporality among our respondents, but another important factor is we don't have any way of knowing if someone was in fall 2012, whether they also participated in spring 2013. We believe this to be fairly uncommon, but we don't know. Also, the survey population did not report high-risk behaviors, but as has been mentioned in multiple presentations, which I'm very glad for, that doesn't always bear out on their actual HIV risk. And as you may recall, 48% lived in high-risk neighborhoods. And lastly, the results may not be generalizable to other populations, whether they be in other jurisdictions or other socio-demographic groups. So the HIV home test, or self-test, it's also known. It's well known among women of color, and awareness increased over a short amount of time. And we think this is possibly and probably due to a commercial campaign by the manufacturer of the self-test. However, the use and public health impact of the self-test is still unknown, particularly among this group that showed that they were actually testing quite often, at least within the last year. PrEP, on the other hand, awareness was low in general, but high among HIV-positive, those with HIV-positive partners. This may indicate that those folks are receiving their information in a different way, and I think we can probably guess that there might be a clinician involved there as well of their HIV-positive partner, but we don't know that for sure. We think these results demonstrated a need for educational campaigns as well as many other factors, and you may or may not know, but the New York City Department of Health is on it, and we've started some campaigns, and I'll show you some of that here. So we've started a campaign for individuals who might benefit for PrEP and also for their providers. And you can see on the left is one poster from the campaign. However, there are multiple. And then the second on the right is the action kit for healthcare providers. And just a shameless plug, if you guys want to look at these materials, you can visit our website and search for HIV, PEP, and PrEP. And, of course, over time, we'll be evaluating these campaigns as well as use and the public health impact of both PrEP and also the HIV self-test. So I want to thank you for your kind attention, and also I have many people to thank, including my co-authors and people who gave substantial support as well as comments on this presentation. And these last two columns, as we all know, research like this takes a village, and these are all of our survey data collectors as well as the people who supervise them. So thank you.